I do want to say, if you think that your immune system's been compromised, and again, I have a lot of love and empathy for the vaccinated who had to take this. I chose not to. A lot of my loved ones did. This is not an indictment of the vaccinated. A lot of people were forced into it. The people who this has become a religion for are not going to listen to me anyways. But for those of you who were forced to take it or didn't have any skin in the game and trusted, there's a test you can do. I talked to Teresa Long, Colonel Teresa Long, who has been very loudly speaking about what's going on with the pilots. She's a doctor in the Air Force, and she's been screaming from the top of the lungs about what's happening to the pilots there. There's something called a CBC test. It's called a complete blood count. And if it's low, it doesn't mean anything on the first test, but if it's low, get a second. If it's still low, your immune system may be compromised. So it's called the CBC. This can be done in any lab work. So that's just a way, if you're feeling like you might've been injured, get a CBC. I'm not a doctor, but that's what Colonel Teresa Long told me yesterday after I dropped this report. She called me immediately and she said, you're talking about the injured. And so we had a discussion about that.
Yeah, you have no idea how many people stopped me on the streets in, 2021. Nurses from the NHS, workers in the tube, taxi cab drivers that was said, Brian, I've been watching your videos, but I'm getting forced. I'm forced to take this vaccine. Like, I'm forced. I can't get my job. I have to do it. I've resisted it, but they're forcing me. And but like, I know this is wrong. Again, these are medical people telling me this a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And I know they were pushed into it, or again, given the carrot and the stick, and the carrot's super big, and again, coerced into this. So I think it's important that you say that, because again, we were part of this fifth generation warfare was the two camps, right? The vax and the anti-vax, and we're at war with each other, and we call each other these stupid names, and like, that should not be what this is about, like you said.
Correct.
We're forced to do this. This is, we need to find, I guess, solutions at this point. On that note, Ed, what if the president decided to appoint you to create a committee and clean this entire thing up, right? And said, guess what, Ed, we're giving you charge of this for the next 12 months. You do what you think is right to fix this in whatever way, shape, or form that you think is the correct way. What would you do?
Well, the first thing I would do that the U.S. hasn't done, but the U.K. has done, well, the U.K., Denmark, and now Australia have all banned, or not banned, but they're saying don't get boosters if you're under 50. I would completely pull this thing from the market. First, it's gone. No one's allowed to get it. It's illegal. That's number one. Number two, all the heads of all our regulatory bodies would just be gone, and I'd appoint new people. And there'd be investigations as to what went wrong. And I'd also appoint a committee to, I'm not a doctor, but there's a lot of frontline doctors who have been maligned and disenfranchised who are working on solutions to detoxify or rid the body of the spike protein. I believe that our bodies are God-given and they're miracles. And so that I don't want people to be in fear. I don't want people to think that they're going to die. I think there's a way to heal this. I truly believe that. And there's a lot of protocols being worked on. One that I do, I didn't take the vaccine, one I do with it, and this is going to be part of the protocols, is fasting. Fasting is a way to reset the body. There's a process called autophagy that eats malformed proteins. It helps prevent Alzheimer's. It grows new stem cells. I do it about once a month. I do intermittent fasting. Fasting for me has been a boon to my health, my mental health, my life, my spiritual life. And there's a reason every religion has done it for centuries. And I think fasting will be part of this, and also other supplements, nutrients. There'll be other things. There's help coming. So I would form a committee to come up with a set of protocols that people could use to clean. Because the root of the problem is not all these little symptoms and indications. It's the vaccine, it's vaccine damage, and it's the spike protein. And right now, unfortunately, as you know, 80% of the globe, I think we're up to about 20% of the people who know what's going on. 80% of the globe still has no clue. And we need those people to get a clue, because if this continues and if this is not fixed, Colonel Teresa Long said to me what I see in the rest of the economy. She said, we won't have a standing army in 5 years due to vaccine injury, recruitment, all the people who quit or refuse. So there's a, this is good. We have a problem. We have a problem where we're going to slowly see the global economies break down unless we fix this, because we can't lose this many people to injuries and working at half speed. So that we need to plug the hole, stop it, fix it, and heal. That's what I would do if I was in charge. I'm not. So that's.
Is that why you say it's a national security issue?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. I just identified our numbers are conservative. We didn't want people to come at us. Well, we want them to look at us and come at us, but they can't come at us that we're being bombastic. We're probably too conservative. We're on the low side. But, you know, almost 30 million Americans, that's 10% of the country, mostly working age, able-bodied, have been injured, disabled, or died. That's devastating to any nation. There's only about 164 people in the civilian labor force, and about 100 to 120 of those are fully employed all the time. So if the 28 million were, let's take five off, so 25 million are employed, that's 25% of our workforce has an issue.